For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House continues to deal with the fallout from former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's declaration that President Trump ordered him to pay hush money to two women to influence the 2016 campaign. He said on Fox News that Cohen's violations are not a crime.
They didn't come out of campaign. It's not even a campaign violation.
Democrats want Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination halted, saying if he joins the high court, he may have a role in determining the legal fate of the president who nominated him. New York state officials have subpoenaed Cohen as part of the investigation into potential wrongdoing by the president's charitable foundation, WCBS-TV's Rich Lamb.
The subpoena to Cohen was issued after Lanny Davis, Cohen's lawyer, declared Cohen has information regarding improprieties in the Trump Charitable Foundation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hawaii's governor urged residents to prepare with a couple of weeks' worth of supplies ahead of Hurricane Lane. Hawaii is now preparing. Here's Governor David Ige.
We did announce that the public schools and the University of Hawaii campuses on Oahu and Kauai will be closed on Thursday and Friday as well.
The Category 4 storm is aiming for Hawaii and could bring with it heavy winds and torrential rainfall. In Texas, where Hurricane Harvey struck a year ago Saturday, Vice President Mike Pence assured the federal government stands ready to help the people of Hawaii.
We have stood up resources in Washington, D.C., as well as in Hawaii, pre-positioning assets to be prepared for when Hurricane Lane makes landfall.
Lane could slam the islands on Thursday with winds exceeding 100 miles per hour, making it the most powerful storm to hit Hawaii since 1992. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Minnesota company is giving its workers a new kind of perk. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Nina Hale Marketing Company in Minneapolis is giving its workers fraternity leave as needed. That means they have the ability to work from home for a week when they have a new dog or cat. The vice president of the company calls it a no-brainer. Nina Hale is not the only company offering paid pet leave. There's a data company in New York that offers what it calls pawternity leave to workers who adopt a rescue dog. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wildfires in the western United States are causing a number of problems that range from health concerns to canceled flights. Air quality advisories have been posted across the Pacific Northwest due to fires in the United States and Canada, many of which are still uncontrolled. Ash and smoke from the flames have impacted the air quality in many communities. Redding, California, that was devastated by the Carr fire, has seen three straight weeks of unhealthy air. Other areas in the West are also seeing smoky, hazy skies, like Oregon, Colorado, Idaho, and Utah. EPA researchers have noted between hospital admissions, emergency room visits, and premature deaths, wildfire smoke exposure can cost the U.S. between $11 billion and $20 billion per year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.